The old slogan, pass this bill, has been replaced by the new one, we can't wait, as the president readies to announce one executive branch initiative every week starting today till the end of the year to end run a gridlocked Washington. Today, the president will appear in Las Vegas, Nevada to outline new rules to help underwater homeowners refinance. On Wednesday, the president will be in Denver talking about new student loan requirements. It's a new tack for the White House, moving forward parts of the president's agenda with executive action after Senate Republicans voted unanimously last week to block his $447 billion jobs plan and then also blocked a slice of that plan. Michael Shear is chief writer for the New York Times political blog The Caucus. Michael, is this just political? Republicans say it's just to make them look bad, or is it practical because economists say some stimulus is needed to avoid recession?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, you know, certainly these are actions that will have some effect, and depending on, you know, the particular cohort that you're in, if you're a student trying to repay your repay your student loans, or if you're underwater in your house, that some of this may help. The problem that the president is in is that the actions that he can take like this are not big enough in themselves to kind of completely fix the economic situation that he's in. For that, he needs Congress, and so with them blocking it, what Americans don't want to see is a president that just shrugs and throws up his hands, and so, you know, and so he's got to politically do something.
So he's walking a fine line here. You know, he doesn't want to appear as if he's, you know, going to do take over everything. But on the other hand, Senate Republican Mitch McConnell told CNN the president isn't talking about things that Congress has passed, like trade bills, because Democrats have a storyline. They want to make Republicans the villains. He said their storyline is there must be some villain out there who's keeping this administration from succeeding. But the Republicans are walking a fine line, too, aren't they?
Well, right. Both sides have the narrative that they want to set up in advance of the elections next year, you know, not only the presidential, but the congressional elections, too. And so the president's storyline that he wants is that the Republicans are blocking everything that he's trying to do, and the Republicans want to have a storyline that says that this is a president that isn't willing to compromise, that isn't willing to kind of come off of his own ideological agenda and work with them. You had the Speaker of the House issued a press release early this morning saying, you know, we can't wait for Democrats to work with Republicans. And so, you know, both sides are trying to push that message. And in the meantime, you know, not much is getting done, though the president is, you know, is making these announcements to try to suggest that at least he's trying.
Well, Republicans have also said they're very clear as to why they're voting down the jobs bill and then the one portion money for teachers and first responders that was voted down on Friday. It's because it's paid for by an increased tax, various taxes on earnings over $1 million. They're against that. But look at this new housing announcement today. Now, this is going to free up, it's complicated, but it's going to free up federal regulators to allow homeowners to lower their mortgages. These are homeowners who are paying, but the value of their house is plummeted because of all the foreclosures. Government regulators had been hesitant to allow them to lower their mortgages because the taxpayers now own the holders of those mortgages, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So this is going to free up the regulators to do that. But, you know, there's already existing money, but can the president just do that? Can he just say, go ahead, you can lower these mortgages? How does it work?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I think what the president's people have done is to find things that they can do through executive order, through tweaking regulations. In this case, it's not providing a necessarily a new pot of money. It's just making it more flexible for the people who might qualify. And because to date it's been quite restricted, you had to meet certain qualifications in order to even begin the process of getting refinanced. This is gonna make it a little bit easier. You know, but all of this runs headfirst up to against the fact that in order to do anything big, he needs the Congress, and so far, the Congress has been, especially in the House, very resistant to the kinds of proposals that he wants to do for the reasons that you mentioned, especially having to do with taxes.
Yeah, Michael Shear, chief writer for the New York Times political blog, The Caucus, on the president's new plan, his new offensive, as it's being called, to announce one executive office initiative a week through the end of this year to try to end run a gridlock in Washington. We'll see how this plays out starting today in Las Vegas, Nevada. Michael, thanks so much.